200 million cones of red dirt, spaced out like a car park grid, and for 4,000 years, almost nobody bothered asking what they were for. They sit in the Caatinga, a dry thorn scrub forest across much of northeastern Brazil that drops its leaves for most of the year. Locals call the cones murundis and have farmed around them for generations. Each stands about 2.5 meters high and 9 meters across, spaced roughly 20 meters from its neighbors, repeating in every direction over an area of some 230,000 square kilometers. That is a patch of Brazil the size of Great Britain, evenly tiled with piles of soil. Counting them took satellite imagery, a habitat model, and thousands of kilometers of driving. Entomologist Stephen Martin of the University of Salford and botanist Roy Funch of the Universidade Estadual de Feira de Santana put the total at roughly 200 million in a 2018 paper in Current Biology. What is inside the mounds? Not much. Cut one open and you get an amorphous lump of soil with a single narrow shaft up the middle, sealed at the top, no ventilation, no chambers, no residence. Funch and Martin concluded the cones are spoil, earth hauled up and dumped by a single leaf-eating termite species, Sinterns durus, while it dug a colossal network of feeding tunnels below. Martin's verdict, as reported by FIES.org, was blunt. These are just waste heaps. The tunnels are the structure. The cones are the tailings. Scale is what makes it strange. Around 10 cubic kilometers of soil has been shifted, an amount the team likened to 4,000 Great Pyramids of Giza. In a Cell Press statement, Martin called it the most extensive bioengineering effort ever undertaken by a single insect species. Why the piles are still standing? Why has none of it washed away? Rain, or rather a shortage of it. Sinterns durus lives in wetter parts of Brazil as well, including the Amazon, where identical spoil gets flattened by wind and rain within a few years. Caatinga rainfall arrives in a handful of concentrated weeks and then the place bakes, so the cones just sit there. Soil samples from the centers of 11 mounds return dates between 690 and 3820 years, as documented by Revista Pesquisa, FAPESB. Some of that dirt was dumped while Egypt was still putting up pyramids. Pasture is how anyone noticed. Landowners clearing brush for cattle kept running into the things, which is how outsiders started noticing them. A decade of improving Google Earth imagery then let researchers map how far the pattern actually spread. To a farmer, it is just a stubborn lump of dirt in the middle of a future paddock, a nuisance and nothing more. Clearing is also the risk. Caatinga has been shedding native vegetation since the 1980s. MAP Biomass estimates that between 18 and 54% of what survives may already be degraded, and its Caatinga team warns the trend can widen the zones exposed to desertification. Four millennia of murundis made it through because the soil there is too acidic and nutrient poor to farm profitably. Bad dirt is a thin sort of protection. Then South Africa turned up something older. "We knew they were old, but not that old," said soil scientist Michelle Francis of the mounds her team had just dated. Her Stellenbosch University group radiocarbon-dated termite mounds along the Buffalo River in Namaqualand, built by a different species and still occupied today. As the university announced in 2024, the carbonate inside dated back as far as 34,000 years. Brazil lost the age record in one round of lab results. Different animal, different job. Namaqualand's huelches are nests, actual homes with termites living inside, the kind of thing most people picture when they hear the word mound. The murundis are the opposite kind of artifact, a landscape-sized byproduct of digging for lunch. Nobody has found the queen. Martin and Funch fed fiber-optic cameras down the shafts as far as the cable would reach. The tunnels kept bending out of sight before giving up a royal chamber, a queen, or anything resembling a map. Funch told Popular Science the plan was to backhoe a few mounds into oblivion and run a proper expedition, since the architecture and geography of the network remain a blank. Even the spacing is guesswork. Funch's first instinct was that each cone marked a colony defending its turf, but neighboring soldiers placed together mostly refused to fight, which points to local clusters being related rather than rival. The paper's suggestion is self-organization, with termites chasing episodic leaf fall through a well-connected tunnel system and dumping soil at regular intervals without anything like a plan. That is one proposal in one paper, untested by anyone digging out a network end to end. Which leaves an unseen queen somewhere under all that dirt, in a network 4,000 years in the making that nobody has ever actually mapped.